Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. And we're having a special edition of Focus on the Foothills this week. Our guest right now is Congresswoman Virginia Fox. And Congresswoman, how you doing on this rainy Friday?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm back in the district and am happy always to be in the district. It's the most wonderful place in the world to live, Angela.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, Recently you received an award from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for your pro-growth, pro-business policies, and that's not the first time that you've been awarded that, correct?
Correct. I think I've gotten it every session that we've been in Congress. I cannot swear to that, so I'd have to be careful. But, you know, I'm definitely a pro-growth, pro-private sector person. The government doesn't create wealth. It diminishes wealth. The government doesn't create jobs except government jobs. What keeps our economy going is the private sector. And so I am a huge proponent of capitalism and the private sector and reducing the role of the federal government. So I'm very grateful for that.
Now, you also have something concerning students and an art project, and we'll talk about that right before we sign off so we can give everyone the information and phone numbers and stuff. But kind of getting into our interview today, if we could, I understand that President Trump has said that the United States is full, and he has threatened to close the border with Mexico, which, of course, has caused all sorts of folks to jump up and down and scream and yell. What is your take on what's happening currently at the border? I understand yet another group of thousands is headed this way. So what is your take on what's going on right now and possibility of shutting down the border?
It puts the president in between a rock and a hard place. And I think the people in the southern part of the hemisphere where these people are coming from understand that. If he shuts down the border, it will hurt business and industry, no question about it. But we have to do something, Angela. It is a crisis. And somebody sent me an email last night that said, now even the New York Times is saying that. But there is a crisis there. If a country does not have a border, if we can't enforce our border, we don't have a country. I mean,
well, now, didn't Jay Johnson, who was the Homeland Security Secretary under President Obama, did he not come out a week or two ago and say it's definitely a crisis and it's been a crisis?
He did. He did. And, you know, the Democrats simply have got to start recognizing it. The people coming in across the border, again, everybody understands that they're living in bad conditions. But we cannot take everybody that wants to come into this country. It's just not possible. I understand it'd be between 150 and 300 million people. Well, our population right now is about 320 million people. But our economy right now could not absorb all those people. They cannot speak English. Many of them don't even want to try to speak English. And we need, if people are coming here, we need them to contribute to the culture. And so we have to be worried about that.
Well, to me, bottom line is every country in the world, as far as I know, or at least most of them, have borders that they
I don't know of a country that doesn't, Angela. And you know, you've heard these stories. Mexico won't let you in, won't let you work. It's a very different situation in most of these countries where people are escaping from. And we ought to have the same kind of laws. Unfortunately, the Democrats are very short-sighted, in my opinion, and they look at these people as potential voters, and they think this is the way for them to be able to get into a majority and stay in a majority forever. It is a drag on our economy, and a drag on the economy is a drag on everybody.
Is that how it's gotten to be such a political football? Because this has been going on not for just 2 years. This has been going on for as long as you and I have been doing interviews. We've been talking about immigration issues and things need to be done. It's just gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. But is that right. why? Because the Democrats just feel like, okay, if we'll just open the borders and let everybody in, they'll all vote for us. But do they not see that they're destroying the very country that they want to be an official for?
Well, I think sometimes that's exactly what they want to do, Angela. Look at the proposals they have made. They're preaching socialism all the time. They want the government to take complete control of health care, complete control, and I don't mean just health insurance, but health insurance, health care, that's what they want. Complete control of education, complete control of the economy. It's everything. They do want to destroy the country as we know it. They think it's a horrible country, and I differ with them. I think, again, it's the greatest country in the world, and the evidence to me is these people dying to come in here. I mean, there are still many people dying trying to get into the country, but they're taking the risk of dying to get here, well, and that's truly unfortunate.
You know that I try to take everything just super logically. So logically speaking, most people in society are what's in it for me. So if these people who are running for office and running for president are trying to do socialistic policies and open the borders and let everybody come here and we welcome everybody, that would, I guess, include terrorists. If they are destroying the country that they're running for president for, how do they think that's going to benefit them in the long run?
They'll be in control. And, you know, the people in control really don't care what kind of a culture it is because they're in control. And what I urge people to do, Angela, and I urge this every day, read Animal Farm. It's a very short book. Read Animal Farm. And you will see what these people want. And read 1984. That's where we're going.
Oh, we're at 1984 right now.
We, really we are. We are.
Big Brother has been watching us for a while. That is just...
That's right. Oh, yes. The fact that, you know, when there are crimes committed and they suddenly find all these videos of the what's happened or not even a crime, they just find videos. You got to realize you're being watched all the time. I tell you, my brother told me 50 years ago, he worked for the phone company, and he said, Virginia, just assume that every phone conversation you make is being recorded. That was 50 years ago, and I've never forgotten that. Now, I don't much care. I'm not doing anything illegal, and so I always say, now, I do care. I don't want the government monitoring my phone calls. I don't want the government monitoring my emails. I don't want Google. I don't want any of these companies doing that. We are undermining our rights, Angela, every day.
Yeah, we really
in this
are.
Country. We're undermining them. Technology is undermining our rights. And we really have not figured out how to get a grip on that. We have to do it. And I'm not sure. The genie may be out of the bottle. It's a little hard to know. You've got to have a critical mass that wants to do something about it. For those of us who grew up before the age of the internet and before the age of surveillance, we understand the difference. Young people don't understand the difference and are much more willing to accept it. And I think I heard the other day that millennials now outnumber baby boomers.
Well, I believe that's why they're willing to accept socialism. For one thing, they have never been taught in school that socialism has never worked. It's been tried a lot and has never worked. But they hear all this free this and free that and think, okay, let's do that.
Well, I'm going to be speaking to the early college students this afternoon at Wilkes Community College. And first I want to say I think that's a fabulous program and we need more of them all over. We need more students involved.
Yes.
But I'm certainly going to talk about the Constitution and about we the people, and I'll explain a little bit. They want me to talk about a day in the life of a member. I think when I get through, most of them won't ever want to be a member of Congress. That's what usually happens. Or if somebody comes up and spends a day with me, they'll say, oh, no, I'm not doing this. I thought this was an easy job.
No, I've tried spending the day with you. I threatened to get roller skates if I was going to do that again. Okay, we're going to switch gears a little bit here. There are several states right now, Congresswoman Fox, that are doing their own laws concerning abortion. New York came out and was doing the abortion all the way through the birth canal through 9 months. And then you have other states that have passed heartbeat bills, now as law in Ohio. And yet there's six states now, I think, that have heartbeat bills. Kentucky and Iowa, their laws are being blocked in the courts right now. And then Georgia has passed it, but it hasn't been signed. And I think all those in Hollywood are threatening to boycott Georgia if this becomes a law. So where do you see this going? Is this going to be something like the same-sex marriage things that all the states were sort of doing their own thing and then the Supreme Court stepped in?
Probably, but what I'd like to see happen is for us to have pro-life legislation all over the country, and I talk about this a lot. You know, it's murder for babies to be born as a result of a botched abortion and then killed or allowed to die. And it's a scary thing that we have come to this in our culture. We cherish life so much. I saw an article in the paper the other day about a dog chasing an animal getting caught in a pipe and the fire department coming and spending 2 hours finding exactly where the dog was, digging up the pipe and taking it out. That's America. We value life. We value life. And to think about having a baby born at full term or nearly full term and then either killing it like Gosnell did or allowing it to die is just horrible.
Yeah, it really is.
I can't even think of it. And there's so many people in this country who want to have children, who cannot have children. And I think about some of the young people in my office who've recently had children and who love them so much. The opposite of that is something I cannot fathom.
Well, Planned Parenthood, and nobody talks about the fact that what Planned Parenthood does is a business. They're making money. You've said for years that it's a money thing, and that's the bottom line.
Right.
Follow the money. But they proclaim it as women's health care and women's rights, and if you're against this, then you're against women and against women's health care. But the bottom line is they're making money off of women. Women are being used as merchandise, so to speak.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's an incredible situation where, again, money is more valued than life. And I would... oh goodness! All of a sudden, the name of the movie is out of my head.
Unplanned.
Unplanned.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm urging everybody to go see that movie. And I understand the Gosnell movie is going to be previewed in the White House tonight. I got an email about that, and I am sorry to hear about that. I mean, sorry that more people have not seen the Gosnell movie. But Unplanned is out there, and I hope people will ask their theater to get it or talk to churches. I don't know if you all are interested in showing it or not.
It is being shown in Wilkes right now. It is being shown right now in Wilkes, and there are churches that are working in Wilkes to try to provide it for some students and their parents to see it as well. So folks in Wilkes County are working for that. I have seen the movie, and I do encourage, because... Now, that's a hard movie to watch, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I know it will. It would be. I know it would
but
be.
But it exposes a lot of truth and things that people don't realize go on. We've kind of hit our head in the sand, do you think, Congresswoman Fox, for too many years now, and we've just let stuff happen that we should not have let happen. And again, we use terms like women's health care, and it's not really a baby, and you're against women. It's a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's a life and death issue.
Absolutely. That is exact. It's a values issue. It's a values issue. What is it that we value? If we do not value life, then what is it we value? And, you know, I remind people the Declaration of Independence says we're going to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And it is scary. It is truly, truly scary that we have come to this in the country. Thank goodness what happened in Virginia was that video of that woman who is elected to serve the people stood up and said, yes, babies could be put to death as a result of a botched abortion late in life. You know, Angel, I don't talk about this very much because I get so emotional, but my daughter was carrying twin babies, and they were born at 21 weeks, and they only weighed 9 and 12 ounces, and they died in her hands.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she lost a third baby. And I tell you, people ought to have an experience like that. They really should, if they have any doubts about the fact that at 21 weeks, they are destroying a human being.
Well,
it's had a profound effect on us. I've always been pro-life, but it will have a profound effect on you. Let me just say it that way.
Well, the director of the Women's Pregnancy or the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center here in Wilkes, she said it's one thing to see an ultrasound of a baby. It's another thing to see the ultrasound of your baby.
Right.
Or as in your daughter's case, to have that baby in your hand. So it just, it makes a difference. All right.
Yes.
We're about to run out of time, but before we do, speaking of children and students, there is this art competition thing that you sponsor every year, and I believe
correct.
They have until the end of the month to submit those. Is that right?
You know, Angela, I didn't see the press release on that, but that is, I'm sure, accurate. And I do encourage the students to submit their artwork. Go on our website and see what it says on the website about submitting the artwork. And what happens is we will have people vote on the best artwork and the piece that is chosen. It has to be two-dimensional. It cannot be a sculpture. It has to be a painting,
right.
Because they hang those on the wall of what we call the Cannon Tunnel. It's a space where you walk between the Cannon office building and the Capitol, and it will be seen by literally millions of people. And we've had great artwork submitted from the 5th District, and I'm so proud to do it. And the winner will come up to Washington to see the artwork when it's hung and can bring family members. And I will always do my best to meet with them, give them a behind-the-scenes tour. It's a really, really great experience for the artist. And I want to encourage people to submit, because I think even if you just submit, if you're not chosen, that probably looks very good in your portfolio, resume.
I would say so. And again, this is for high school students residing in the 5th Congressional District,
right.
And it's for public, private, and homeschoolers, and you can get those in by Tuesday, April 30th at 5 o'clock, and you can find out more at Congresswoman Fox's website, or you can call her office, either one, and get information on that. All right, Congresswoman Fox, thank you so much for being with us
today. Thank you. And Angela, I want to wish you and all your listeners a very blessed Easter. How blessed we are to have that day to celebrate and to know what it means to us.
Amen to that. And can I just put in right here, and I've tried to not be partisan in my interviews, but our president, when he says things last year about Easter, he said, then the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ at Easter, that's just a blessing.
It is a blessing. And again, all of our leaders should feel that way. We are a Judeo-Christian country. We know that some of our friends don't feel that way about Jesus, but he was a prophet to them and is honored. So we need to, and we are very tolerant of each other in that respect.
That's right. All right, Congresswoman Fox, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.